The reason why I'm hopeful is because of what I see. Like, what I mean by that is I see a lot of young people who are very ambitious in their lives. They want to have a good job. They want to learn multiple languages. They want to travel. They want to. So there's so much aspiration among the young people. So it's hard to say that I'm not hopeful. So I would see hope in the young because I see the energy and how much they want to do something despite the lack of opportunities and the lack of, support. Yeah, I mean, it varies. Some people are hopeless, some people are hopeful, but there is pain in the city. I mean, people are exhausted by decades, by siege that started 16 years ago and the multiple attacks that people have to survive to make it this far. So there's so much pain and loss, but there's also hope because there is this mentality of moving on and moving forward in life and just trying to live.
As far as the blockade goes, has that loosened up at all? Can you get more goods in than you were before?
There are goods that enter the Gaza Strip, but the blockade is more about the movement of people, which is not so easy. And also, it intensifies during and after the attacks, where some goods are restricted, some food is restricted. So the blockade, I don't think the blockade has ever loosened up or has become less. But I do see that one thing that could really change the Gaza Strip very much is the lifting of the siege. And this is something that I always advocate for because I do think that the blockade is the most inhumane thing that Palestinians have to struggle with. Because simply the sense that you are in a prison that is so, I would say, that's so disgusting for humans who are valuable, are important. To put them in a prison is something that is completely unacceptable. So I do hope that one day I can live in a Gaza that is free, not only Gaza but also Palestine, to live in a free Palestine where we are able to travel to see our families beyond the border and for people to be able to reunite. Because when I studied in Istanbul, I studied for 4 years and I was not able to see my family for the entire 4 years. So it's painful when people have the freedom to just book their tickets and meet each other in the airports. And when it comes to Gaza, it takes so much struggle to do that. So I would say it's urgent to just lift the blockade because there are patients who are not able to get their treatments. There are patients who are not able to travel to get their treatments and permissions. So, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest issues that Gaza has to encounter.
Yeah, well, there's certainly been other situations that have been horrible, and people thought they would never change, but somehow they do, or they did. So maybe this one will as well.
I believe things will change because I do feel throughout my tours in the US and in Europe, I do see a lot of solidarity with Palestinians. So I do see a lot of international community in support of Palestine. So this gives me a lot of hope of change. So hopefully things will become better because people are more in support of Palestine. And I do see it very much clearly when I travel and when, I talk to people. And so it makes me feel a lot of support when I see so many people in solidarity with Palestine and Palestinians. So it has become a cause that is so familiar with people who would not been familiar with it 20, 30 years ago. So this gives me hope of change because people are so aware.
That was Palestinian artist Malik Matar speaking with KABU contributor David Rosenberg. This has been KABU News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. Thank you very much for listening.
This is KBOO Portland.
Friday, May 5th is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. It's a day that calls for justice for those mothers, daughters, and sisters that go missing from Indigenous communities and reservations. Tune in to KABU Friday, May 5th at 6 p.m. for special programming on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Awareness Day, produced by KABU's Carmen Garnica.
Here at KABU, we honor the Indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Wetlala Bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other indigenous tribes and nations of the region of the Willamette River and that great river known as Schwanekku, Wimal, Nishaiwana, and Columbia. Many names for the living water force that has sustained this region for countless generations and provided phenomenal life to our blessed ecosystems. We believe it is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationships to each other and the living world.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital Indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us Minden first then?
Hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We got a great show for you. Music, discussion, and more on this fabulous day. We got DJ Nick Yellowhorse joining us in the studio for some teepee talk. Poetry, tradish talk, and super Indian. Who knows? We like to keep you on your toes. Starting off the show, this is Frank Wallen with Treaties on Rose City Native Radio.
The treaty story, of course, begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the Native nations and the European nations.
The story's told with lies, lies, lies. The treaty signed.
The founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
All was lost, the treaty signed.
Over 500 trees.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns, meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain them. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. I have a name, but never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the Native side, but like many problems, begins on the Western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-Native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations. And we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why look at the treaty?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state governments, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth that died. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
This is about healing. This is about healing. Healing.
Founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
Yeah. don't forget to take it in.
And that was Mob Bounce featuring Boogie the Beat with Vision Quest. I am DJ Yellow Horse, and I am so happy to hear from all of y'all. And it has been terrible in our area for traffic. But you know what? I'm going to give you a song right now that you may or may not have heard, but I am enjoying way too much of. This is DJ Besso with Danae Introspective Collaboration here on Rose City Native Radio.
Yeah.
Well, if I the light that was always destined to shine, together grow with time, the roots behind my rhyme, assemble and I combine, every thought suffice, revitalize my life, even though I'm dead inside, my conscience telling me lies, and you aligned as Gemini, she told me it's alright, your passion's been emphasized, alchemist of the times, my tartar is purified, turn my lead to gold and my world to paradise, only reason why I look forward to see the sunrise, the smile is my sunshine, like all it took was one time, for me to recognize what we have shared inside, I know it's love at first sight, and I can't deny that I'm literally hypnotized, but not the word to define, to describe what's on my mind for the love of my life. You the stars and I'm disguised, so I'm gonna make you my wife. Cause you always by my side through some of the darkest times. We're like Bonnie and Clyde, or two peas in a pod. Mother of my bloodline, said I cherish with pride.
So lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking, driving to this Colorado greenery, enjoying the scenery.
A little less than high, but that's alright, cause I finally got my daughter and I finally got my wife. Alright, she might not know that yet, but a guy can dream, am I right? Something about the way she looks at me always seems to put me in a trance, and I'm fine with that, because I'm adoring the way the light hits your eyes, and that angle of light, and that one hair that you just might fight. Only a second has passed.
Things come and go.
Enhanced by more than chance, compassion exposed my expression from first glance. Each step is a hard grip, mind sincere can be discovered by my kiss. Grapes explode as we snack over the mesas. Body language exchange from the hip onto the lip flavor. Our friendship is the foundation to layer the trust. Joy is recovered when you rescued my glow to burst. The bird's eye view includes a melody to the whistle. Souls aligned, draw me closer to whisper. Lonely lisp collapse as you smiled and sat on my lap. Hope afloat anchored my motivation to set sail on the craft. Your laughter is the chorus to my heartbeat you compose. Old fashioned in my velvet shirt with flowers to propose. Time invests, adventurous benefits, heavily excursion aroused. This memory compressed in the color of the clouds.
I wake up in bed, wrong side, love died, I cried, why lie, ain't shy, I write, I lie, I lie to myself, misplace myself, disregard my health, in debt till death must pull us apart, admired your art ever since the start, controlled my heart, disconnect the strings, I feel her pain, every little sting, but still she sings for me, I don't sing for her, I love my vocal slur, I'm Lucifer, I'm eviler, the evilest villain is him, you can call it sin. I plays to win. That nameless, nameless ninja's in the studio at the Asterix. Here to rock the mic, here to get my fix.
Things come and go.
was DJ Besso with Hypnotic, and before that, DJ Besso again with Dene, Introspective Collaboration. And before that, Mob Bounce featuring Boogie the Beat with Vision Quest, Chief Rock with Sacred Gift Song, and starting off the show was Frank Wallen, Treaties.
Racist, he says, but he just doesn't understand. He's no racist. Racist, he says, but he just doesn't understand why Native Americans are all in it.
Tizzy,
he says. He thinks protests over mascots are, in a word, ridiculous. Why?
Utterly ridiculous. Protesting in this country is not over the Native Americans.
People protest
over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, one thing, like I said, I'm not a
racist.
I just feel like it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's 500 years since Columbus came in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we learn by our mistakes? Let it go. It's everybody live together. Why, you know, to me, it's ridiculous.
Rest in peace to the old me. I guess they call it growing up. If people wanna talk, let's
let them talk, cause we headed to the top while they're looking at us.
Look at us now.
If people wanna see us fall down, and so be. The only way to go is up. Look at all these people with their fists up. What they say,
huh?
Eminem, we trust.
Yeah.
Remember what I said back in 03? I don't think you do, cause we low key. We said we gonna make it off the rails. Now I wish I never said it, cause I'm homesick.
Homesick.
I'm homesick.
Homesick.
I dug my heels in the map with the veil on my back. Man, it's like I never went away. Worst comes to worst, then we don't make it. Man, it's what they call growing pain. What's the deal with the seventh generation? I think they on the rise at the risk of elevation. Taken by an alien invasion, they faced it. Do you wanna ride inside of my spaceship? Shotgun to your dome, riding shotgun. Pedal to the metal with the world as a hostage. I find out who I am and they acting like I lost it. Here's the plot twist.
Check it out, yeah.
We're pulling down the walls, yeah. We're putting up our own gates, yeah. This my land, you on the planet of the Nates, yeah. Big Dro said it first, I'm here to take his place. As a new kid on the block, off the wait list. I done damage to my spirit, trying to climb this avalanche. Being native to the land makes it hard to advance. In a white man's world, where we up against a man, and we gotta fight twice as hard to stand a chance.
Stand up.
You hear that? It's what we've overcome. What's been done to our people can't be undone. I pray and I pray for better days.
We are.
But I hope the growing pains never go away. Cause the pain disappears through the years, yeah. Memories fade, it's on us to keep it straight, yeah. I slay, I kill a man for what I got today. That's why I hope the growing pains never go away,
nah. Don't let the growing pains go away. Go away, yeah. I hope the growing pains never go away. Go away, go away, yeah. Don't let the growing pains go away. Yeah. Please don't let the growing pains go away.
Raw backwards on all of you rappers. I've been raw backwards since I started rapping. Rapping and unwrapping up all of these backwards. Got you in the snapback out there walking backwards. Treat you like my fitted wind. Yeah, I need to go and get some dirt on it. Either throw your wits in the trash. I'll smack the motherfucking dirt off it. Never rush that witch, you'll change your future. You hold the key to the present here will shoot you. To the next plateau, you gotta go. Never act out of line and you won't get your skin sewn. They be acting like you changed up. Funny how focus gets mistaken. For an ego, thinking, oh, here he go. Native got some shine, now he ain't our people. Never forget where you started from. I guarantee I won't forget where I started, son. In the basement, hoping that my statements will change the face of the game. Cause you know I racist. Facing the struggle every day. Pounding a brick wall, hoping it'll change. Shout out to SNRK and salute from the field of the growing pain.
Got this dream to be a rap star.
Rap star.
Up and down Sunset Boulevard. Five deep with the Monets up in the car. Living large, but I'm barely getting by with these gift cards. These days are getting tough, but I embrace it. Put my troubles in the paper, dog. Staying medicated. Never satisfied with basic. Got my head up in the clouds. Looking down on this road that I'm taking. Will I make it?
I don't know.
Lifestyle of the rich and famous. Meanwhile, I've been missing a couple monthly payments. At the bottom of the food chain, dog, I hate it. I can't explain it. My life feels fornicated. But I'ma get rich, or I'ma die trying. My mama tell me that I'm bad with my money. Well, she ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying. Hell nah, she ain't lying. Mama, don't lie. I wasn't built for the life of crime. So it's time to figure out another way to grind. I don't care if it ain't a dollar. Oh, Lord, can you please give me a sign? Ready or not, the low and hill, I'm going till I get a deal so I can pay for meals with the fam that I kill for. Yeah, no Jerusalem, but the pain is real. Yeah, this life will shit without a doubt, dog. But I ain't never flinching like my Kobe did with Man Bonds. Ice cold, I got the ice in my veins. Mamba mentality, Kobe face. Lord knows if I'ma grow old. You only live once, so might as well go for broke. I don't want my grip, boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. On days when we were under 19, but we got a bag of weed and two bottles of a weed. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Having nights where I'm coming too wild to fall victim to the temptations of this lifestyle. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Yeah, 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 yeah. Growing pains.
Mm-hmm. Mi kwech mshomis. Mi kwech nukumis. Mi kwech gitchi manitou. Mi kwech, mi kwech, mi kwech.
Before they were down me,
yeah.
Knew nothing about me,
nah.
Stuck in the limelight, darkness around me. All that's around me, voices that out me. Now I gotta shine bright, so they can't live without me. Who's not ever gonna have a hater? Sober now, living life like a picture. Who's not ever gonna have to wager? It's over now, me question to my creator.
We are, we are, yeah. We are.
Tell me,
son,
could be whatever you want.
Yeah.
No limits to control you.
Nah.
So do it all from the heart.
Yeah.
There will always be a hater.
Hater.
Wherever you go.
Go.
No one ever said it's easy.
No way.
It's a rocky road. I'm the one that you love. One that you feel when I'm moving up. BQ in the room, better loosen up. Making moves for the crew, no one's playing us. We work so hard to make a hater blush. Fade from the hate and line a faker up. Peace for the love, son, I'll raise a cup. Give thanks to the creator for raising us. Yeah.
We are, we are, yeah. We are.
Anybody that be believing, vision quest up in the house, sounding like a reason. These reasons are meaning, couple things that I think when I'm seeing. Everybody gonna rep with the feeling, gotta catch a check for your damn well-being. I'm seeing fruits of my labor, gotta swing fast, wanna make it to the majors. No ceiling, shine like a laser, don't got time, say goodbye to the haters. Put it down from the underground band with the sound so fresh. North to the east, cross Canada's best. Take your time to address. Cody Coyote, your vision quest. What's next? We blessed.
We are, we are, yeah. We are.
That was Northern Lights by Cody Coyote. Before that, we are listening to Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Growing Pains. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm DJ Yellow Horse. And you know what? I'm going to mix it up ever so slightly. Let's listen to Yoshei by Purple Cats in Slacks.
That was Hum by Steady. Before that, Tuesday by Steady with DJ Besso, Tender Textiles, Purple Cats and Slacks with Yoshi. I'm butchering the name, so sorry. And yeah, hello again. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, and now we're gonna take a quick comedy break. This is a day in the life of Councilman Reg here on Rose City Native Radio. Just kidding, Councilman Reg has left for the day, but it's okay because we have another episode of Super Indian here for you. Enjoy.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. The education of Little Twig.
Alina, we're still over budget.
Tilly, I can fix that. Hubert!
Lena.
Hubert, you're fired!
It's another episode of Super Indian. Hubert feels the wrath of Lena Marie.
Well, shut your mouth, Hubert. Get out!
But, Lena, I'm your best bingo ball duster.
Hey, Hubert, this is like when Jabba the Hutt captured Han Solo.
Tilly, I've warned you about them Star Wars references.
Sorry, Lena.
A dejected Hubert Logan watches daytime television with General Bear.
General Bear, more chips.
You're over the five-bag limit. Hello? It's Uncle Chester, Hubert.
Hi, Uncle. I just don't feel like saving the rest today.
You found me a job?
Outside the tribal complex is Twiggis McFiggis, the wealthy red-haired son of a Scottish industrialist. He adjusts his rap gangster wear.
Yo! Where's the valet?
Mr. McFiggis?
Are you the Dirt Patrol?
Oh, I'm your Indian tour guide, Hubert Logan.
Oh, whatever.
Let's start with the tribal complex.
Yo, dog, I'd rather be spending these Benjamins, right?
The bingo hall it is.
Moments later, Twiggis McFiggis and Hubert arrive at the bingo hall.
Well, if it ain't Hubert the Drifter. Oh, who's your new pal?
Twiggis McFiggis. Ooh, is that a whack-talking buffalo?
Young man, were you raised in a barn?
Oh, it's a she-buffalo. My bad.
That's right.
Look, I'll be real with you. I want to be an Indian.
Well, now I've heard it all.
Well, I'm sorry for calling you a she-buffalo, ma'am, but show me your ways. I'll pay you.
Okay, I'll start by giving you a special name. Little Twig.
Oh.
Hubert, get your grandma Flora. Uh-huh. She can help me with the education of Little Twig.
1 week later.
Yo, Wampum.
Twiggis, are you up to no good?
That's affirmative.
Your wickedness brings honor to the circle of evil.
Wampum, leaning oak is toast. My peeps are on their way. Hey, doggy, get off of me now, eh?
Roger.
Oh, later, evil one. This mutt bite me ear-jacking.
Covert skullduggery must warn Super Indian.
Hundreds of cars filled with teenagers clog Highway 49, headed for Leaning Oak's powwow grounds.
DLG, Mega Bear, who are these people?
It's Little Twig and a bunch of candy ravers with glow sticks.
Super Indian, Section 49 of the powwow code clearly states no raves in the dance arbor.
Mega Bear, they're burning something. Or someone. Come on.
Yo! Welcome to Burning Twig! 3! Yeah. Burn, Pocahontas! Burn!
Don't roast me like Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith!
Huh? No. You red-haired maniac! The only person who's gonna get burned is you!
Seriously, dog? Tights? This isn't Comic-Con!
Laugh at this, Little Twig!
Oh, my grills!
Mega Bear, hold him. I'll rescue Tilly. Miss Marie, tell those people the rave is canceled.
Get out!
Hey, it's Braveheart.
Afternoon, lassie. I'm Ficus McFiggis. That's my nephew. Has he tried to burn someone again? My apologies. Will $250,000 undo the trouble the wee laddie caused?
Oh, cash or check?
Yo!
You are out of the circle of evil.
Whoa, slow your roll, shot collar.
Goodbye.
But what, but...
Ireland's gone.
I'll let go of my ear.
You'll not get doomed tonight, you skelly scooper.
It hurts a lot of the fight.
Join us next time for another astonishing Super Indian adventure.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Thank you for tuning in to Rose City Native Radio. Going to add in our friend Nick Yellowhorse. Nick, what do you want to say to the people out there? Try that one more time.
I want to say thank you for listening. And, you know, I'm just really appreciative. It's been a really not great day for us today here in Portland. Everything seems to be going wrong. But, you know, coming into the radio station and being with y'all is always a great time. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoy it.
Yes, we always enjoy it. And we hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, if you knew John Talley or know anybody in the Native community who was friends with Jolly, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. Until next week, Indian Country, stay cool.